Renee Jaspers is a well-known artist in Smithers. What many don't know is that she sustained a life-altering brain injury last year. Instead of turning inwards, the Smithers artist is hitting the highway. Jaspers is stopping every 25 kilometers along Highway 16 for her latest art series, and she wants the money to go to people in need across the north. I had a chance to speak with Renee Jaspers earlier.
I believe strongly in loving my neighbor. Like, I've sold paintings here in the north in Process 4 Gallery for the last 20 years, and I've always kept my prices fairly low so that my neighbors can afford them. And I have all kinds of collectors, internationally even. So I wanted to do this to give back to my neighbors, and this is how I believe I can give back. Because a year and a half ago, I fell on my head. Damaged my brain, so I do have some brain injury, and I will live with that for the rest of my life. It bothers my temporal lobe and my temporary memory then, but also it bothers my scent and my taste. I can't recognize tastes and things like that. So I've set up this organization, and it's only run by volunteers, and they all agree with me that we must show respect, protect, and support the vulnerable in our communities. And it's I did work before my accident. I did work as an outreach advocacy support worker. I worked with family literacy and adult literacy. I also worked as ESL coordinator. So it's just part of who I am. I can't help it.
How did you fall?
I fell off a scaffolding in my husband's workshop. I was helping him put up a vapor barrier, and I fell off the scaffolding. I don't remember the fall at all. I fell on my head, straight down on my head. I wasn't breathing for a couple of minutes. I broke my back in four places also, but I can walk. I was using a walker for the next month or two, but doctor said I should be dead, but I'm so grateful that I'm alive, and so I've also said before that this is my bucket list, I guess, in a way, too. It's something I always wanted to do, so nothing like the present to get working on that sort of thing.
It seems like a big undertaking for anybody to create paintings across such a large stretch of highway. How is that complicated by the fact that you have suffered quite a traumatic injury?
I find that when I used to paint, I used to be able to paint for hours, and time never meant anything. And I find I usually paint in 15-minute stretches now, and then I have to walk away and do something else. So there is some challenges, physical challenges too, because I get very tired, and usually after lunch I have to lay down, not because I need to sleep, but because my back needs to rest from the physical compression. I find that I'm getting lots of support from towns and from councils and from First Nations, from just about everybody. Everybody I talk to is quite supportive. So
in order to achieve this, though, you still had to drive down the highway taking photographs every 25 kilometers to even begin the art.
That's right. And that's where my husband comes into play. He drives because I'm not the best of a driver anymore. So he drives, and then he you know, as soon as the 25 kilometer comes up on the odometer, he stops. I go out of the vehicle. I don't always go out of the vehicle, but most times I get out of the vehicle, and I don't take any more than five steps. And the reason I kind of limited myself to that, to take photos from that area, is to challenge me as an artist, because if I'm sitting there looking for the perfect spot, I wouldn't get anywhere. I wouldn't be painting, and that's my joy, is painting. So to me, it works perfectly that way, and I'm quite surprised. I've got 16 already done since November. 16 paintings done, so I have another 24 to do before the art show in the end of October. And they're all different. They're all beautiful. They're somewhere with the sun coming through. The skies are so different. Some are from the fall, and some of our winter scenes now. They're all 20 by 20. So that kind of gives it some like to make it a collection, you have to have things that are the same in order to make it a coherent, I guess, collection.
Mm-hmm. And yet at the end, they will all be dispersed to different owners.
Maybe. Or maybe somebody will come and buy the whole series. And that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that somebody comes and buys the whole series because they are so fantastic. Just the 16, like I had them in an art show at the Burns Lake High School, and it just blew people away.
What do you think moved them so much upon seeing these scenes from the highway?
Well, we all travel the highway. Like if you live in the north, you are traveling the highway, whether it's us here and we move to, or we drive to Smithers, or you drive for medical care all the way to Terrace, or even Kitimat. You know, there's all these different areas that we drive all the time. It's not like we have different routes to get to where we're going. We have to travel Highway 16.
It's the thing that unites us.
That's right.
What is your end objective that might happen from the sale of these paintings?
My end objective is for safe, affordable transportation for everyone.
Along the highway?
Along the highway, yeah. Whether you're in Grand Isle or whether you're in Fort St. James or whether you are, you know, just a farmer off the road, whether it's a senior, whether it's a young family, it doesn't matter, whoever.
And what made you start thinking about that access to transportation and safety?
I guess I could say it's my neighbor. I could say it's people I've met in town, like in small towns where I've worked, and realizing that, walking to a doctor's office with a couple of sick kids with a stroller in the middle of winter, you know, and you're going down this huge hill, how is that safe?
That's part of my conversation with Smithers artist Renee Jaspers. She's painting 40 portraits all the way along Highway 16. And it's more than just an art project, as you heard from that conversation. Renee Jaspers is using these portraits to raise money for a variety of local charities. Through the Highway of Hope series, Jasper wants to help Northerners gain access to the highway, from everything from driver's lessons to affordable transportation for low-income families. To find out more, you can check out the series on Facebook. You can find them at Highway of Hope. We've posted a link on our own Facebook page where you can find us at Daybreak North.